Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first perek of Maseches Arla. Today we're going to be learning perek Aleph Mishnah Beis and perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is now going to continue discussing the halachos of Arla, and specifically it's going to be discussing what we learn from the pasuk that says at the beginning of the discussion of Arla, V'chisavo el ha'aretz Torah discusses Arla and says that it really applies once you enter the land of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Eis shabo'u avoseinu la'aretz, the time that our forefathers, led by Yehoshua, entered Eretz Yisrael, matzu natua, if they found a tree that was already planted, even if it was less than 3 years old, Potter, it was exempt from Arla. The halachas of Arla wouldn't apply to it because it was only planted before they actually entered Eretz Yisrael. However, says the Mishnah, not to afal pisha lo kavshu, if they planted a tree after they entered the land of Eretz Yisrael, but before they actually conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, chayiv. The tree was obligated in Arla because at the end of the day, even though the land wasn't all conquered, it was planted after they entered Eretz Yisrael. And that's the pasuk, v'chisavo'u el ha'aretz, that the halachas of Arla apply once they enter Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to continue discussing more halachos of Arla. It says the Mishnah hanoteya larabim chayiv. If someone plants a tree on his own property, but he does so for the public to come and to benefit and to eat the fruit, it is obligated in Arla. However, Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda exempts it from Arla, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if the Torah, when the Torah first says, unetatem, and you, plural, shall plant, it implies a broadening of the law to include public use of the fruit, and therefore, according to him, if you are planting a tree on your own property for the public, you are not obligated in having Arla for the first 3 years, and you're allowed to eat the fruits during those first 3 years, and Arla would not apply to them. Continuing in the Mishnah with other cases in which Arla applies, says the Mishnah hanoteya bereshus harabim, if a person plants a tree in a reshus harabim, in a public area for his own personal use, v'ha'oved kochavim shenata, or if a non-Jew planted a tree, v'ha'gazlon shenata, or if a robber stole land and he planted a tree on it, v'ha'noteya basfino, or if someone plants a tree in a boat, v'ha'ola me'alav, or if a tree sprouts on its own in someone's own private property, chayiv ba'arla. In all of these cases, the tree is obligated in Arla, the halachas would apply to it, and therefore you can't eat the fruits for the first 3 years. The halachas of Arla would apply. Now in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, we're going to be discussing a tree that was uprooted and replanted. When is this considered a new planting, and then you have to count 3 more years for Arla? And when now is it considered to be an old planting that you don't have to count an additional 3 years for the halachos of Arla to apply? Says the Mishnah, Ilon Shenakar Vahasela Imo. If a tree that was more than 3 years old was uprooted, let's say there was a storm, for example, or something happened that uprooted a tree, and it was uprooted together with like the soil and the rock and the piece of it that connects the tree to the ground to allow it to have nourishment from the ground, and then it becomes replanted somewhere else. Shtafo nahar vahasela imo. Or if a river swept it away together with this soil rock, and the tree became replanted in a new location, the halacha is im yachol lichyos pater. If the tree could have survived by drawing nourishment from just that soil rock that it was uprooted with no additional earth, with the whatever the earth that was replanted in is irrelevant. All that matters is what it already had from its previous planting. Then it is pater from Arla, then it is exempt from the halachos of Arla, because it's as if it was never uprooted from the earth after all. It was still connected to some of the soil, and that soil is allowing it to have nourishment where it is. However, says the Mishnah V'im Lav Chayiv, if it could not have survived without the additional earth that it's connected to, then it is like it was that it was planted for the first time, in which case the halachos of Arla would apply, and you'd have to wait 3 more years before eating those fruits. Now we're going to apply these halachos to a situation where a tree was more than 3 years old, and it became uprooted, but without moving from its place at all, says the Mishnah. Ne'akar hasela mitzido. If some of the soil rock became separated from the tree, again, not moving at all, but it's in its place, and some of the nourishment from the ground gets gets removed from the tree, or if a plow came and it hit the tree and it shook it, causing some of the soil rock to separate from the tree, or if a person shook it until he made the soil rock like loose earth, where it totally becomes disconnected from the tree. And in all of these cases, what happens? He goes and he repacks the soil around the roots. So what's the halacha in any of these cases? Im yachol lichyos pater. If the tree could have survived, right, without the additional earth that was repacked around it, then it's pater from arla, because after all, it's still the same tree and still connected to the same nourishment and source of nourishment as it was before. Therefore, the halachas of arla would not apply to it. Ve'im lav chayiv. But if it could not have survived without the additional earth that was repacked around it, then the halachas of arla would apply to it, because after all, it is considered to be a tree that was uprooted and then replanted, in which case the halachas of arla would apply, and you'd have to wait 3 more years before consuming and eating those fruits. Quick review. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis taught us, number one, that during the time when the Bnei Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael, as soon as they did that, if they found trees that were already planted, then the halachas of Orla did not apply, because they were planted before they actually entered Eretz Yisrael, and the halachas of Orla only began to apply once we actually entered Eretz Yisrael. If, however, they planted a tree after they entered Eretz Yisrael, but before conquering all of Eretz Yisrael, then the tree was obligated in Arla, even though they didn't conquer at all of Eretz Yisrael. And most of the other laws of the various things that apply to the land of Eretz Yisrael only applied once we actually conquered the land, but Arla applies once we entered the land. And then the Mishnah taught us that if a person plants a tree on his own property for the public to use the fruit, then the halachas of Arla do apply. At least that's the opinion of the Chachamim, of the Tanakama. Rabbi Huda disagrees, but we do pass like the first opinion, namely that if a person plants a tree for the public, the halachas of Orla still apply to that tree. And then the Mishnah concluded with the halacha that if someone plants a tree in the public domain for his own use, in a public area for his own use, or in a case where a non-Jew plants a tree, or in a case where a robber stole land and planted a tree on it, or in a case where a person plants a tree on a boat, or in a place where a tree just sprouts on its own in your own personal property, in all of these cases, you are obligated in Arla for that particular tree. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel taught us that if a tree that was more than 3 years old was uprooted, there's a storm or a river comes and so on, but it's uprooted with the soil rock that it was initially connected to, so the halacha is that if it's able to be nourished, if it could have survived just from the soil rock that it remained connected to from the original location, then you're not obligated in Arla anymore for that tree. But if it needs more soil, more nourishment from the new ground in order for it to survive, then you would be obligated in Arla for that new planting. Then the final case discussed was if it was where the tree stays in its own location, but some of the soil rock itself became separated in a variety of ways. A plow hit it, or a person shook the tree, and so on. And the soil rock that was nourishing the tree became disconnected from the tree, and it needs more nourishment. So he said that once you pack it up, if there wasn't enough soil rock remaining for that tree to get nourishment from it, then you would be obligated in the halachos of Orla, because it's being nourished by new soil rock. If, however, it is able to maintain its nourishment from what's still connected to it, then you would not be obligated in Orla for that tree. Have a great day.